For some time now, American companies have been outsourcing work to India, where it can be done at far lower cost. Telemarketing, IT support, customer services, and other back-office jobs have all been farmed out to well-educated Indians thousands of miles away. But here's a surprising variation on the theme. Indian teachers providing online tutoring to American children at poorly performing U.S. schools. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
Hello. Hi, Sandra. How are you? Can you hear me? All right. Hey, I can't hear you. Is your microphone plugged in?
It's 2:30 in the morning, one of the rare moments when India's feverish capital falls silent. Or rather, most of it. In a modest, well-equipped office in South Delhi, Anirudh Fadke is preparing to start teaching math to two young Americans at least 7,000 miles away.
Can you just try and say something here?
Fadke is sitting before a computer, wearing a headset with a built-in microphone. On the screen, there's a white area, a kind of canvas in cyberspace, on which he and his pupils can write using an electronic pad and stylus. When a child does well, he can festoon the screen with stars and smiley faces or reward tokens.
Okay, let me start by giving you three tokens here for coming on time. Actually, you've come a little before time, because I'm still waiting for another student. So before we begin, let's play a game together, okay? How about tic-tac-toe?
Today, Fadke's two students are eighth graders. After a moment, his second pupil hooks up.
Gregory, are you there?
On an echoey internet line, Fadke begins the hour-long session.
So here's your first mastery test for the day. Okay. You know this?
Fadke is a consultant and online tutor for a Delhi-based education company called Career Launcher. It's been contracted by a US tuition company to work with American students. The software Fadke and his pupils use is provided by the US company, which also sets the lessons.
When we start with the session, we get a specific lesson plan to teach to the student because he or she is prescribed that particular session plan because of his or her strengths or weaknesses. Now, we teach on those same guidelines and take some tests, and this computer records the performances of the student and then guides us to the next plan.
The online tuition business in the U.S. has expanded greatly since the No Child Left Behind Act, legislation signed by President Bush in 2002, compelling those schools that consistently fail to meet standards to provide extra tutoring. American education companies are starting to turn to teachers in India. Fadke doesn't usually know where his students are in the United States. Discussion with them is supposed to focus on the lesson in hand. But sometimes the kids figure out where he is.
For those students who have known that we are calling from India, it becomes a point of conversation also. They are intrigued about what is happening in India and so on. So I remember some of the students asking me what is Hinduism and how many gods you have and so on.
Among Fadke's fellow tutors is Ruchi Dudeja, a 20-year-old with a bachelor's degree in physics. She's not a certified teacher, but says she has 4 years teaching experience. For the equivalent of $230 a month, Dudeja works an 8-hour shift, 5 nights a week. She and her colleagues were given speech training to make their accents easier for Americans to understand.
Asians, on an average, speak very pretty fast, but they tell us to slow down, and then they tell us to intonate, because here it's all flat. And then they tell us to stretch the words, stretch the vowel sounds.
At the moment, this is a pilot project. Career Launcher has a large online operation for students in the Middle East, but for the US, it has only 5 teachers tutoring several hundred children in math. Sujit Bhattacharya is the company's technologies director.
I think math is probably the more deficient skill in the American kids, or lacking teachers in the American system. But it's just a start. We have been dealing with other agencies who have asked for a range of skills. Okay, so it could be English, it could be reading, which is another area of concern in the US, or it could be even a social science.
Critics of outsourcing to India often say it's at the expense of American jobs. But Bhattacharya says in this case, that argument doesn't apply.
There are no jobs getting lost. We know for certain that there is a huge shortage of teaching skills in the U.S. And U.S. legislators and the society at large should be quite happy if somebody is there to fill that gap at a similar cost.
But this enthusiasm is not shared by the American Federation of Teachers. There is a shortage of U.S. educators in certain areas, it says. But it says rather than outsource online tutoring to India, the United States should put more resources into training people to go into teaching in the U.S. On the other side of Delhi, Shantanu Prakash, head of a company called EduComp Datamatics, is eyeing the potential profits to be made offering tutoring services to Americans.
After the No Child Left Behind Act was introduced by the Bush administration, they have put in dollars behind helping students improve themselves. And a large part of this budget is going towards what is known as supplemental education services. In short, various kinds of tutoring services. And, you know, we would therefore be fighting to get a share out of that pie.
Prakash says turning to India, which prides itself on its high educational standards, makes economic sense.
From the U.S. perspective, obviously their school gains because they pay much less than they would pay for the same thing in the U.S. So from the client's perspective, they're actually generating what is called a consumer surplus. They save money, so they can use their money for other things.
Hey, you're really good at this.
Back at career launches, as they work away in the small hours of the morning, the teachers are convinced that this form of outsourcing to India works well. Physics graduate Ruchi Dudeja.
Whenever we get the same students for some continuous hours or something, like for a few days, we actually feel that the student has learned. Like, we feel, oh, yesterday this guy didn't even know this, and today, you know, he's doing this so well. We feel good about it.
So do her employers. They hope this will be the start of something much bigger. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.